all day I'm like, am I having fertile sensations? What's happening? I do my little thing in the morning, ding, and that's it.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ken Yuzinski, and this is...
Janelle Yuzinski.
My best friend. And today, we are going to be sharing with you our NFP journey, also known as Natural Family Planning. So this video is not an explanation of church teaching on why NFP, in so much as just kind of our journey into this area.
When did our journey start?
Yeah.
I would say it even started before you and I were even married. When I was probably in my early 20s, there was a lady who approached me looking for someone that she could help chart with, because she was learning to be an instructor in what is called the Billings ovulation method. And I said, sure, I'd love to learn about all this kind of stuff, because I hoped one day that I would be married and I would need to be following natural family planning.
I always find it remarkable that Janelle had learned a natural family planning method, Billings, prior to us being in relationship. And so, like, do you feel like that by the time we got married, did you have a really good handle on Billings?
I did, but you know what? When you get married, it's like a whole different ballgame, because it's like, oh my goodness, well, this could result in a life, or, you know, whereas before it's just all on paper and you can see how your body just naturally enters into different phases of fertility or infertility. But then now it's like, okay, how do we incorporate like married life into this now? So we followed the Billings ovulation method for many years, and it was beautiful. And actually, I became an instructor, and I really enjoyed helping other women navigate through it. However, I find it a little bit stressful dealing with other people's fertility and helping them plan or, you know, achieve or postpone pregnancies. I just feel like, oh, this is a big responsibility.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, so...
Because you're bringing a person into the world, but you're bringing a person into eternity. When a man or woman can unite in sexual intimacy that results in a conception, that's an eternal soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's
important. A beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing, yeah.
So it was a big responsibility, and I don't know if I do well with that kind of stress in my life. And because you want to follow these women closely, because as we know, different factors can affect a woman's cycle, whether it's stress or, you know, celebrations or new jobs or moves or a husband that travels or sickness. All these different things can impact a woman's cycle and can change things. So it's not always going to be the same, or it's going to be textbook every single month. We did that for many, many years. And
9 years.
Yeah, for 9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I did a lot of charting, except for when I was pregnant. And when you're pregnant, it's like you don't have to chart anymore, which is like a bit of a relief. It's kind of a nice little break. Ken actually ran into somebody that we knew from a long time ago, and she was mentioning her daughter became an instructor for a method that I had heard of but wasn't super familiar with, called the Marquette method.
Yeah, and I'd heard the name float around, but I really didn't know anything about it. There were certain things that she was sharing with me that really distinguished the Marquette method apart from other methods that I thought you would really appreciate.
Mm-hmm. So then he approached me about the possibility of learning, and I was like, I am not interested in learning something new. Because, you know, when you have 5 kids and you've got a lot going on, you're not really into the mode of like, let's learn and change what we've been doing for the last 10 years and has been working fine.
Yes.
I do have to say that like charting and especially through breastfeeding and weaning and all that, it is a little bit of a stressful time, especially if you're wanting to have a little bit of space between your children.
Like if you have a serious and just reason to postpone pregnancy and you're not always exactly sure when you're fertile and when you're not fertile, then the sexual intimacy can be kind of a stressful thing on a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And that stress is real. That's real, and it really affects couples. And so I recognized more so with you that there was some anxiety about having another child right away, because
And I can say that probably a lot of women feel that way, especially when they have like an infant and they know that like they're just not in a place to be conceiving another baby immediately.
Yeah, so I saw this. For me, it didn't really matter too much because...
You want to have twins.
I want to have twins, yeah.
We're not pregnant.
No. But I, as a husband, I always have to look and ask myself the question, what's the best for my wife? And so I saw this as a potentially a blessing to Janelle, although she really, you really weren't that interested in initially.
Yeah, I wasn't interested. however, we had a free just information session with this instructor. And one thing that really appealed to me was, and I know that this is what stood out to you, was the objectiveness of the Marquette Method. Because basically, it's with using a fertility monitor where you use urine samples to test different hormone levels in the woman's body, which tell you whether or not there are fertile hormones or whether there's no, you know, fertile action happening in the woman's body. So it really kind of left it a little more black and white in some regards.
It was more objective.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the method previously that we're using,
yes.
It was more like...
Yeah, so I had to be monitoring what was happening in my body pretty much throughout the day, and then I had to record it in a chart, which is an effective means of natural family planning. So I found it a little bit stressful because I was doing this all day. I'm like, okay, am I having fertile sensations? What's happening?
When we say Marquette is really objective, how? Like, what is it?
Okay, I'll tell you. Okay, so do you see this? This is called a Clear Blue Fertility Monitor. You can get them on Amazon, from Costco. And basically, most mornings, not every single morning, and it depends on what kind of phase of fertility you're in, whether you're in, you know, nursing a baby or not nursing a baby, things will look different. That's why it's so important, regardless to what method you're using, that you are in contact with an instructor who will tell you exactly how this method works. Because, you know, every method is a little bit different. And this one in particular uses fertility tests, which basically means you have like a urine sample stick that you test your urine with and you put it into this monitor. Ding! And then it will tell you whether your hormones are low or whether they are high. And if it shows high, it means that it has recognized a higher level of HCG, a fertility hormone. So we've been using this method now for over a year. It's been officially 1 year. And so I've gone through the nursing phase and now out of nursing. So now I'm cycling regularly. So the monitor is used differently. Mm-hmm. Depending on what phase of fertility you're in.
How has this helped you?
Well, I do my little thing in the morning, and that's it. I'm done.
Like, I've just kind of noticed that you're just more at peace.
Yeah, because I'm not, like, thinking about it all day, because otherwise I had to record at the end of the day what my whole day was like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot easier in that regard.
And I like it better this way because it's measurable. Either the hormone exists or the hormone doesn't. The monitor tells you, mm-hmm. which works wonderfully if you want to achieve pregnancy and is beautiful if you have a just and serious reason to postpone pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do the video because very few people know of this method. Like, I just, in my travels, I don't hear people talking about this one at all.
Mm-hmm. But you'll often hear people who are struggling with whatever method they're using.
My.
And some people who are loving the method they're using.
Yeah.
And so I just say, if you found something that works for you, awesome.
Yes.
Stick with it. That is so great.
But there's lots of people who really struggle in this area of their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the facts. They just struggle. And this can maybe help meet a need,
mm-hmm.
in somebody's marriage.
Yeah.
If you're interested in information on the Marquette Method, we will put a link around this video to someone that's helped us out. Maybe they can help you out. If you're blessed by the method that you're using, praise God.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And keep using it.
Okay. My friends, have a great day. God bless you.